Dano, Sego, and good day, Six Nations. I hope this week's radio updates find everyone maintaining a good mind as we wrap up the last week of July. As usual, I'd like to start with our COVID-19 pandemic update. As of July 27th, we currently have 2 active cases of COVID-19 within our territory. I'm happy to say that we are still seeing a low number of cases within the community, and I encourage everyone to keep up the good work. We have now been in alert level green for a full 2 weeks. It has taken us a long 16 months to get to this point in our pandemic response framework, and I'm so proud of our community and our frontline workers for all they do to keep Six Nations safe and healthy. We must make sure that everyone stays safe and healthy because the pandemic is not over yet. Green does not mean go, and there are still some restrictions in place under green, such as mask wearing and physical distancing guidelines, as well as capacity limits in restaurants and businesses. I encourage everyone to visit SixNationsCOVID19.ca if you have any questions about our pandemic response framework and restrictions under alert level green. Most importantly, we need to ensure that as many people as possible within our community are fully vaccinated. The Delta variant is more dangerous than the original strain of COVID-19, and studies have shown that being fully vaccinated significantly increases your level of protection against this variant. I understand that people have been traveling to the United States for various reasons. However, it is still strongly recommended that people only travel across the border for essential purposes. The United States is currently experiencing a spike of COVID-19 Delta variant cases, and we must ensure that this variant is not brought back into our community. You can book an appointment to receive a vaccine at the Oswego Public Health Office by visiting, again, SixNationsCOVID19.ca or by calling the vaccine call center at 226-227-9288. Youth ages 12 to 17 can also receive the Pfizer vaccine at the Oswego Public Health. Moving on to community updates, Community Awareness 2021 begins next week. We have just over 25 amazing events happening that have been planned by our awesome local community organizations, businesses, as well as individuals. Keep an eye out next week for our Community Awareness booklet to arrive in your mailboxes. The booklet includes a list of events as well as the stamp sheet. Make sure you get out and collect those stamps for a chance to win a prize. Stamp sheets can be submitted anytime before August 27th at 2 p.m. at our Central Administration Building or to any of our bread and cheese locations. Speaking of bread and cheese, this year we will be having a drive-through style bread and cheese at multiple locations throughout our territory on Friday, August 27th. Stay tuned for more information on this as it is coming very soon. Now I would like to remind everyone that we have heard that some community members have seen advertisements or have been contacted by businesses and agencies offering assistance with their Indian Day School claims. Please be aware of these types of offers and ads, as some of these agencies may be trying to take advantage of our community members. If you need help completing your Indian Day School application, or if you have questions about your personal claim, we ask that you please call toll-free 1-855-539-3815. A representative from the law firm Gowling will be attending our next general counsel meeting on August 10th to answer any questions from our community about the claims process. As usual, this general counsel meeting will be live streamed to our Six Nations of the Grand River Facebook page. And just before I sign off today, I would once again like to congratulate Miss Mary Simon, who was officially installed as Canada's 30th Governor General on Monday. It is wonderful to see an Indigenous person chosen for such an important role, and particularly a remarkable Inuk woman such as Miss Simon. On behalf of the Six Nations of the Grand River Elected Council and our community, we wish her Excellency all the best in her new role. That concludes this week's radio show. As always, I want to say Nyawa, both to CKRZ and as well as Jukasa Radio, for continuing to provide their airwaves for these weekly important community updates. I look forward to seeing everyone participating in community awareness starting next week. And until next week, please stay safe, stay healthy, and be kind to one another. Thank you, and Nyawa.